Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, January 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Commerce Department says U.S. retail sales dropped 1.9% at the end of last year amid the surge in inflation and the COVID-19 Omicron variant. In addition, Federal Reserve data shows that manufacturing output dropped 0.3% as supply chain issues continue to hamper industrial production. Unredacted information in a lawsuit brought against Google by several state attorneys general has revealed allegations that the search giant misled publishers and advertisers for years about the pricing and processes of its ad auctions. The lawsuit, first filed in late 2020, also alleges that Google pocketed the difference between what it told publishers and advertisers that an ad cost and used the pool of money to manipulate future auctions to expand its digital monopoly. Google said the suit is, quote, full of inaccuracies, and that it plans to file a motion to dismiss it next week. And several big banks reported earnings this morning. Wells Fargo said its profit jumped 86% in the fourth quarter, thanks to higher revenue as well as the release of funds that it set aside to cover possible pandemic loan losses. Meanwhile, Citigroup and J.P. Morgan also released funds earmarked for loan losses that didn't materialize, but reported lower quarterly profits. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.